I still consider it kind of like Roswell.
Okay.
So, because a lot of my friends, you know, went to that school too.
So after high school, did a lot of people leave Roswell that you went to school with?
Well, I don't know if a lot of people left Roswell. A lot of my friends didn't leave Roswell. A lot of my black friends, you know, didn't leave Roswell because, you know, it just, I would say that it depends. A lot of my friends that I knew from M&M program that stayed in the south part of the county, they didn't stay in Roswell to begin with. So I guess they went on to college or wherever they wanted to go, you know, accordingly, like if it was like, you know, a college in state, a college out of state, that's what they did. But I basically think they stayed, you know, where they always stayed, you know, in that area in the, you know, the south part of the county. As far as the people that I knew in this part, in the Roswell area, there was some that moved on, you know, out of the city and, you know, in different parts of the state and, you know, different parts of the area and stuff. And some that, you know, moved to other states to go to school, you know, different colleges and stuff like that. But mainly the clique that I was in, if you want to call the clique, just the boys that I hung out with, like, you know, kind of like the, I guess you can see those jocks. We kind of stayed in the area for a little while. A few of my friends, one of my boys got a scholarship to play football, and he went to, you know, Georgia Military College, which is like in Milledgeville, so I didn't see him for a few years. And another friend of mine joined the Marines, so that's my other boy. And so initially after, you know, we graduated from high school, we didn't see each other at all. But like a few years, you know, down the line, we did meet up again. We did hang out more because they moved back to the city.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, in the Roswell area. So.
How is Roswell different from Atlanta metro area? The other parts of Atlanta?
I would say Roswell, I don't know. It's more, I think, and I hear this from both black people and white people that stay in Roswell. I think it's more diverse. I think, you know, more than any other town in the metro Atlanta area. I think it's more closely to metro Atlanta than any town that I know of. Because I stayed in Marietta. I stayed in, you know, Chamblee. And I've, you know, been in the Norcross area a whole lot because I got relatives in that area. But Roswell, I think, it just seemed like white people and black people get better, you know, they get along better in this particular part of the area more. I mean, you never hear, like, you know, race riots and stuff like that in schools. And I heard, like, you know, people getting in, you know, fights and stuff in school over, you know, black and white stuff. But that never really happened in Roswell. And people pretty much, for the most part, got along, not just in the Roswell High School, but, like, you know, when you go to restaurants and stuff like that, or when you go, like, to other parts of the city, people were always friendly, you know. Even, you know, white people and stuff, they were always friendly. Nobody, like I said, I never actually experienced a racist confrontation. And to me, to say that as a 34-year-old black man, you know, living in Roswell, that's I don't know, that's unique. Because I hear from a lot of people that stay in other parts of the metro area and other parts of Georgia and stuff. I went to Georgia Southern University, which is in South Georgia. You know, it's completely different because they say that, you know, they couldn't get along, they couldn't talk to white people, they never even really spoke to white people and stuff until they got to, you know, the university. And I don't know, it's just more segregated than other parts of this, you know, the metro area and even parts of the state. You know, you go to Atlanta, you know, you got different schools in Atlanta that, you know, completely segregated, like, you know, Douglas High School. I have friends that went to, you know, Douglas and Mays, you know, relatives and friends that went to Mays, Washington. And they said, you know, they never talked to white people. So just to have that experience, you know, to go to a culturally diverse school, I think helped me in the long run because it taught me how to, you know, prepare myself for what would happen. You know, just, you know, I guess it got me ready to, you know, to see the world better, I think, in a different light than a lot of people would have seen it.